That was Butterflies from Christopher the Grey, and we are joined on the line now by Christopher. Hello.
Hello, hey Paul, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks. So you, how are you getting on there? Whereabouts are you calling from? You're over in the US, are you?
Yes, I'm in the US in Alabama.
Okay, keeping safe over there? It's not going too crazy at the moment, is it?
No, not at the moment. You know, just like everywhere, just a little bit of uproar, understandably so. But all in all, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm safe.
It's good to hear it. Good to hear it. Well, let's talk a bit about your music. Tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you first start to get interested in music?
First started getting interested early on. I was in the band. Just kind of love the way things came together in the band, starting from learning a piece of music to actually playing it and marching. So early on, and of course, my parents love music and always singing and playing music around the house. So it was an early start for me.
So what kind of bands was it that you were in? You mentioned marching, did you say?
Yes. Yes. The high school band, although I was in elementary school at the time, it was a small school. So if you were, you know, could hold an instrument and play a little bit and could march, you were in the band. So.
Ah, okay. Because I think in the UK, when you say you're in a band, it could be anything. But that's a specific, this is a specific thing with the US school system, isn't it? Every school has its own marching band. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And what did you, play a particular instrument?
Yeah, I played baritone. My brother and I, he's older. We were both in the band and played baritone, which was a pretty big instrument for a third grader to hold and,
yeah,
you know, control.
Very impressive. Yeah. Tell us about the music you were listening to. Who are your heroes as you're growing up and influences today?
Yeah, growing up, of course, listening to my parents' collection was the OJs, Taste of Honey, Temptations, those guys. But as I got into my own taste, of course, I fell in love with the sound of Prince and his musicianship and everything that, you know, him playing all the different instruments. I was very impressed, and that just kind of pulled me in.
He's a very very difficult guy to emulate, isn't he? Because he was just so talented with, you know, he's, I mean, people don't realize he was one of the best guitar players, let alone anything else.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So today my influences are, I listen to a lot of stuff. You know, I like J. Cole. If I go back to earlier hip hop, I like Rakim, Public Enemy, Travis Scott. I like to listen to his stuff. So, you know, I like to listen to a variety of things.
Yeah. Have you found that over the last few weeks as well, you've been listening to more music? It's a sort of great comfort to people in times of trouble a lot of the time, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. You can find a lot of solace in listening to music and just put your headphones on and be in your own space. And a lot of times it seems as if the music is speaking to you and the situation that you're in or the situation that the world is in.
Now, talking about your music specifically, how would you describe your own sound to someone who hasn't heard you before?
I think I would describe my sound as a... I guess a melting pot of my experiences and sounds that I've been exposed to and music that I've been exposed to. If you listen to my music, you can hear the influences of early rap artists and hip hop artists. You can hear those influences from the Rakim to the Public Enemy and the way they created music up to now to the specific styles of J. Cole and Bryce Vine. A lot of people are familiar with him. So, and I also draw a lot from just listening to the creativity of Prince and Stevie Wonder and those type artists.
So it's covers quite a few decades, really, your own music.
It really does. Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, let's talk about some of your music in particular. You released Butterflies, which you've just played, at the beginning of the year. So tell us a little bit about that track. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, Butterflies, that speaks to being around a certain person, a certain female. And, you know, just kind of even as you get older, you still, there's always that person that gives you, you know, kind of like the butterflies, the quivers when you're around, you kind of don't know what to say, don't know how to behave. And that's where that song stemmed from. And then as it just kind of follows that timeline, person disappears, then reappears, and they still have that same effect on you.
Is it about one person in particular, or is it just a hypothetical situation?
It's both. The it was about one person that created that feeling or sparked an idea, and then it just kind of expanded through you know, different situations and different times, but definitely one person sparked the idea.
So it's quite a personal track in a way. So is that where you get a lot of your inspiration from for writing lyrics?
Absolutely. Everything that I write comes from a personal place, something that I've been through, experienced, and then I kind of build on it by going through different periods of my life. So, yeah, everything that I write, I have to write from a personal standpoint, because if not, it doesn't feel authentic, and I can't deliver it as such.
Yeah, sure. Now, you've got Butterflies out, and you've got a new track out later this month. Is it 19th of June, Fall Back and Chill? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Fall Back and Chill, again, it speaks to me just being reflective and thinking about how life used to be when you didn't have those cares. You know, you wake up and just kind of existed, didn't really take life too serious. So that's where the idea from that track come from, looking at how things are and how people are serious all the time and the things that command your attention. So the idea came with just, you know, think about how things used to be and just kind of fall back and chill a bit and enjoy life.
So that's a track that you've got ready to release. Did you record that in lockdown, or did you record that beforehand?
No, I recorded that during lockdown. Out of the blue. And, you know, it's funny that I'm always wondering, you know, where would the next idea come from? Yeah. And just kind of out of the blue, I was in the studio just kind of tinkering around, and all of a sudden that idea came and I just took it and ran with it.
A lot of people have used the time over the last few weeks to do things that they wouldn't normally do. They find that they can connect with people and so on, and it helps the creative process. So do you feel like you've been able to start writing and getting new ideas now because you've got a bit more time in lockdown?
Absolutely. You know, I'll pick up the guitar and I'll play around with the guitar and then sit down and practice a little piano and then just sit back and listen to music and let ideas kind of come to me. And not really, if I feel something's coming, then yeah, I'll keep at it. But I try not to force it, because then it becomes, it doesn't have the same feel of the same love to it when I'm trying to force it. So absolutely. Yeah, lockdown has definitely allowed me to create more.
Now, obviously we can't all go out and, you know, personal appearances and that kind of thing, but are you looking forward to a point in time when you can actually go out and maybe play some of the songs live?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things I'm really looking forward to, and excited about it. So hopefully that'll be able to happen soon.
Do you have any particular venues locally to yourself that you might want to visit, really?
Yeah, there's a spot just north of me a bit. I played before, and the crowd is very receptive. So I want to get back there and, you know, play some of the newer stuff for them.
So are you actually got more stuff in the pipeline as well, that you've got more releases coming out soon?
Yes. Just before the call started, I was listening to a new track that I'm finishing up. So, yeah, I'm constantly writing and constantly creating.
Okay, so while this is all going on as well, have you had any time to do anything else? Have you been, you know, I don't know what the situation is, whether you can go places and get inspiration from that at the moment.
Yeah, either early on in the morning or in the evening time, I'll go to the track and just kind of walk, put some music on and just be in my own world and walk a few miles and take in the scenery and look at couples and people and children as they go by. And all those things kind of spark my imagination and the creative process. But other than that, no, I don't really get out much unless it's just necessary to go to the store or something.
Yeah. Okay, if people want to hear more about your music, where's the best place for them to go on the internet?
They can find me on all the social media sites. Or they can also go to thirdchildrecords.com, and they can find all the information there. That's one collective place, so they can get all the information and just kind of branch off from there and get my social media pages and everything.
Is there any social media you prefer? Do you prefer Instagram or Facebook or Twitter? Or?
Facebook is where I do most, you know, where I'm at most. So they can find Christopher the Gray on Facebook. And I'm also on Twitter and Instagram, but not as much as I am on Facebook.
Okay. And Christopher the Gray is G-R-E-Y, isn't it? Which is, isn't that the British spelling rather than the American one?
Yes.
Oh, we got to ask about that. What's the story there?
I don't know. It looks better. It looks better when I put it all together.
Okay. Is that, well, that's perfect from a British point of view. It doesn't confuse people over there, does it?
No, I don't think it does.
Christopher, do you have a final message for us?
No, just, hey, keep listening to music. Keep being good out in the world. And you do good, good will come back to you.
Christopher, thank you very much for talking to us today. Best of luck with the new releases. And we're looking forward to hearing more as and when you get recording. So thanks again.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Good talking with you.